so excited to be hosting this next panel, of course, with the Canadian men's national team. The momentum has just grown from 2022 to, of course, this Copa America, where we saw them reach the semifinals, and looking ahead to 2026. So we're going to be learning from them. We're going to get to know their stories. But before we get started, I just wanted to let you all know there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions to the players. All you have to do is scan this QR code. It will show up here on my handy tablet, and I'll be able to read them out. So we encourage you to get creative and send your questions to the players. But now I ask for your attention, please, so you can help me welcome these incredible men. So first up, coming on stage, please put your hands together for Richie Larea. Joining him, we have Jonathan Osorio. And of course, last but not least, Atiba Hutchinson. Welcome, welcome. It's always great to see you guys. We've got a lot of questions, and we're hoping you'll come with a lot of answers, because a lot has changed since the last time that we all spoke. Again, a historic run in Copa America, looking ahead to the next World Cup. But I want to speak to you, Atiba, first, because I think that you are, of course, synonymous with everything that Canada soccer means, with the journey, the mission to keep growing the sport in Canada. As the all-time appearance leader for Canada soccer, you led Canada back to the World Cup for the first time in 36 years. Can you reflect on the current state of the national men's team and how it has changed since you first started?
It's changed so much. There was a lot of moments where things didn't go very well for the national team. But where the team is at right now, with the amount of talent that we have, such as these guys here playing locally in Toronto, and just representing our cities and our country the way that they've been doing right now, it's been really, really amazing to see. And we just continue to find more and more talent, and that's something that we've all wanted to see in Canada. So it's been great the last few years for the national team.
Do you find that the support of the fans and the people has grown and evolved as well? Have you noticed a difference?
This kind of stuff would never happen before, so the support that we've been getting from all you guys has been amazing. And yeah, to be playing our home games now, and it actually feels like a home game, that's, I think, truly the difference for us.
And Jonathan, we have to, of course, celebrate this historic run in Copa America. Can we get a round of applause for these guys? Talking a lot more about this team and about you guys. What was it like to play at Copa America, and what do you think was the key for Canada to reach the semifinals?
Yeah, I think it was amazing, first of all, to be a part of a tournament like that. I think as a Canadian, as a Latino Canadian, it's kind of hard to imagine playing in a tournament like that, but we got the chance and the opportunity, and for all of us, it was a dream to play in a tournament like that against the teams that we played against. I think the key for us for the success was how tight and united we were as a group, and also the belief in ourselves that we could compete with these top nations in CONMEBOL. And so, yeah, I think that's what really took us far, and it was an amazing moment.
I mean, Atiba, you briefly mentioned it, which was seeing more and more support in the stadium and it feeling like a home game. I was at one of those matches as a spectator, and I kept running into people with the Canadian flag. When the national anthem was sung, there were people all around me screaming. Did you feel that support? Do you feel like there's now this momentum where everyone in Canada wants to be a soccer fan?
Definitely, it's a lot more support than there was in the past. I would say at Copa America, we were still the away team for most games, for all the games actually. But it was amazing to see Canadian fans traveling all over to watch us play, and you could see the sport is growing pretty rapidly, and that's exciting to be a part of.
And Richie, of course, we can celebrate how far you guys came in Copa America, but I think that there were probably some key takeaways, some lessons learned throughout the tournament. What did you personally take away from playing at a tournament like that against the teams that you did, and how are you taking that forward towards the future?
Yeah, I would say a lot of learning curves for us, definitely played against, obviously, Argentina twice, and I think we took a lot from that match. I played against, obviously, the likes of guys like Messi and stuff like that. It puts things into perspective for you. I think we played fairly well in both of the matches, but you leave guys of that quality an inch and they take it. So I think that's what we've learned from those matches. When we play against top opponents, we can't really take plays off or whatever it might be. So I think learning curves in that sense, but so much to be proud of the way that we went out there, we performed and surprised everyone. So yeah.
And a lot to be proud of. Of course, we have to go back to 2022. That was a moment that I think every single one of us will hold close to our hearts for the rest of our lives. And Atiba, I would love for you to take us back to that moment, walking out of the tunnel for the very first time, knowing that you're about to hear the Canadian national anthem, knowing that you have accomplished this. What was that like?
Goosebumps. I think for all of us, it was something. I think we, as kids, it's something you dream of, you know, of playing in a World Cup, representing your country, and just to stand in that tunnel and you know, hear the noise from the stadium, and just to have the thoughts of how things would be in Canada, that you know you have the whole country behind you, finally, in a World Cup. It was so surreal, you know, and we went out onto the pitch, and just the atmosphere was unbelievable. And for me, that World Cup just went by, you know, in a blink of an eye. Obviously, we didn't, you know, go forward and get on to the next round, but I think we played really well. We opened up a lot of eyes. We gained a lot of respect around the world. So it was a big step for us. But it was truly an amazing experience. For me, one of the best, well, definitely the best, you know, moments of my career.
Just hearing you say that, I got goosebumps again. I think every single one of us is just so proud of the work that you guys have done, and so excited to see what comes next. We have to look forward to 2026. I feel like we're always saying what comes next, but this is going to be a huge moment for the sport in this country. So, Jonathan, I'd like to ask you, looking ahead to 2026, how does it feel? How does the team feel? And what do you think that's going to do for the sport?
Yeah, the team feels really good, especially coming off of our Copa America run. And the results in the last window against the USA and Mexico. We're feeling really good and really confident that we're improving with each game, and that by the time we get to 2026, that we're going there to make a run. We want to make a run in this World Cup, and it being at home, we want to inspire the whole country, and not only people that love soccer now, but we want to turn people into soccer fans as well. So it's going to be really important and huge for this country and for the sport in this country, and you know, it could really change everything going forward.
And Richie, what excites you the most about the 2026 World Cup?
I think with it just being here at home, playing home matches in front of the fans and getting to experience, for us to be able to experience that, but especially for the country and the fans to be able to experience, I think is something we may never see again. So it's something we need to take into account and be very grateful for. And I know the whole group is excited for 26, being able to play on home soil, and especially in a place like this where I would say 80-85% of the team is from Toronto. So it's going to be special to play a match here, and then just to be in Canada at Jenner, I think will be amazing feeling for all of us.
And 2026 will of course open up, as Jonathan, as you mentioned, to a lot of people that aren't soccer fans yet, but they will be. And it's also going to inspire a lot of kids that aren't enrolled in soccer yet, but they will be after the World Cup. What would you hope to see, Atiba, in terms of growth of the sport, more kids going through the system, more kids being inspired to play professionally? And as someone who achieved that, what would your greatest piece of advice be?
Well, I think it's probably going to be a lot similar to what you've seen in the U.S. when they played in the 94 World Cup. I think it really just changed the whole program, and it just inspired a lot of kids. I think that's what you're seeing right now. It's starting to happen already, and there's more interest that's you know, starting to get into people here in Canada, leading towards this World Cup coming up. But I think after that World Cup, it just we'll go to another level. And I think that's what we need in Canada. You know, we want to see more and more people joining up and you know, more of the fans supporting us, which I think will help, you know, a big amount. And I think we've got a team that's going to go there and really, you know, as also said, they're gonna show up and they want to do well. You know, they're going to want to do as best as they can and push far into the tournament. And I think we have a team that can do that. And I think it's going to be a special one, especially playing here in Canada.
And a lot of the kids in this audience come here because they want to be like you guys one day. They want to be up here on stage. They want to be representing their country. I see some kids pointing at each other that they're going to be representing their country one day. What's your advice for them? How can they go from dreaming to achieving?
I said it to a couple of the kids while I was signing over there. You got to keep dreaming, but believe in yourself. You know, have the confidence. Never give up. You know, work very hard and just trust in your abilities. And yeah, I think working hard is the biggest thing that you have to do. Just push at it. Look at a lot of these guys. Take the ball and play as much as you can. You know, find that time where you can just go out there and train. Even if it's not with your older brother or your father, but play as much as you can on your own and never take time off.
And Jonathan, what do you want the legacy to be for the 2026 World Cup? Good question, but...
Yeah, that's loaded.
No pressure.
Our legacy, I think, is to make history. We want to keep making history and... like Atiba just said, we're going to be looking to make history by making a run here at home, and you know, with the backing of the crowd and helping us and pushing us, we think we can get results and we can surprise a lot of people around the world, really. And I think it's to inspire the next generation as well. So those two things is to make history and to inspire, you know, these kids now that are dreaming of playing for their country one day.
And you know, if you go to a match and you're a dual citizen, wear the Canada jersey. Bring that Canada flag. It's on us. Now, Richie, you've been a part of the program for many years. You've seen the change in kind of the professional route back when you started versus now. I think there's a lot more support. There's the CPL. How do you think it has evolved? And what do you think is the best part of seeing the state of the Canada soccer program today?
Yeah, when I joined, obviously the CPL wasn't around yet, and you know, things like that weren't here. So it's nice because we had the opportunity just 2 weeks ago to play against Forge, and they beat us in the first leg, and then we beat them in the second leg to go through. But it shows that the league is needed, and it's good. We have guys on our national team that have went through the CPL. There's CPL teams that have beat MLS teams, so it's positive. I like it. I like that we're able to play against these teams. They're able to measure themselves up against, you know, guys like Oso sitting next to me playing against CPL and Forge, whoever it might be. It's exciting, and I know like when we played at BMO, a lot of those guys were extremely excited to play at BMO for the first time. Along with them, and then potentially trying to beat us, which didn't happen. But yeah, I think it's good for this country that we have a league like that that's doing well, producing players into the national team, onto MLS teams, and stuff like that.
And Atiba, can you talk to us about how you feel about the opportunities and the challenges for young kids in Canadian soccer right now?
A lot of opportunity now, and it's. I'm really happy to see that. You know, it started off with the MLS, you know, a few teams in the MLS, but now, you know, with the likes of the CPL, there's something for these kids to aim towards. You know, I think that was needed for a very long time, and I think it's great. We need to just continue to see more and more players developing and coming through the ranks, and that's what we're seeing right now. The challenges. I don't know if there's really any challenges. It comes down to the player, but I think that the fact that there's just more opportunity out there now for, you know, for these kids, it means a lot. Yeah.
And I would like to ask all three of you before we get to the audience questions, just a quick fire. What is needed from the fans, from the community to ensure the long-term success of Canada soccer?
Yeah, I would say, as you said, we need to see them putting on, you know, the Canadian jerseys, you know, in the stands every time we come out there. You know, we want to continue to see more and more fans supporting us, and that's the way it's been going, you know, I would say over the last 4 or 5 years. That's what Canada's always needed. It gives, you know, the team that extra, that push, that extra, you know, fire. They always talk about the 12th man, and it comes from the fans, so that's important in football, and we're starting to get that in Canada, but we want to see it more and more, especially, you know, leading up towards the World Cup.
Jonathan, what about you?
I would say the same. I think it's important that we support our own. And, you know, you're starting to see that. You see a lot of Canada jerseys, TFC jerseys, Alfonso Davies jerseys, even, you know, jerseys from guys that play abroad. Like, things like that is going to take this nation to the next level. And so, yeah, I would say to keep just supporting your own and push. Let's push our own to, you know, to have as big as a name as possible.
And Richie, I assume it'll be similar, but I just really want everyone to support you guys.
Yeah, they've said it, but I think just the fans coming in numbers, supporting us, we experience every match we played in Copa America, World Cup qualifiers, it almost felt like we were playing away, so to have the support for the stadium to be fully red wherever we play in Canada is positive, and that pushes us forward. So.
Perfect, thank you. Now we're going to take it to the audience. So Bruce from Toronto wants to know, Richie, what was it like playing for Canada at the Copa America?
It was, again, it's a surreal feeling. I grew up watching the Copa America, never thinking that I play in it or even see Canada in it, to be honest. So it was a special feeling. I don't know if I fully even process it now, but what we did was truly inspiring. I know it's helped the country move up the ladder and where we need to be as a footballing nation. So I would just say surreal feeling, and I'm grateful that I got to experience it.
And the Navarro twins. I'm actually going to get you guys to put your hands up so we can see. There they are, the Navarro twins. Advice for young footballers. What does it take to become a professional?
I think, like Atiba said, one, you have to dream big, I think. You have to really dream big and believe in yourself. And then the most important ingredient is to work really hard and to have discipline. Because, you know, as you get older and the more you play, the harder it gets. But if you really, you don't give up and you work really hard, then that's when you'll really reap the rewards. So, yeah, I would say believe in yourself and work really hard.
Ryan from Bradford, Ontario. Right there, Ryan. All right, his question is, Atiba, how do you face your challenges?
Yeah, I said a little bit earlier about just trusting in yourself, you know. Sometimes things might be hard, but when you believe in yourself, you can, you know, you can do anything you really put your mind to. So don't get discouraged, and just, you know, as also said, you know, stay disciplined and just work really hard at it.
I wonder, I find that maybe as a professional footballer, you feel a lot of pressure. You would sometimes get into your own head. Do you do any kind of mindfulness or any meditation, something that maybe kids could implement at a young age to help them focus a bit more?
Throughout my career, I kind of dipped my toes in everything. You know, I went through a little bit of meditation. You know, I did things that were, for me, it was just putting myself in the right space with preparation, you know, before and after training, just to make sure my mind is right and that I'm doing the right things for my body. So just the extra little things where you can get that, you know, that little bit of benefit for you know, your mind and your body always help for me.
Now we have Christian from Nobleton. Do we have Christian in the audience? All right. Well, Christian left early, but he has a question. What advice would you give to a promising 9-year-old soccer player? And I think this could be interesting because I'm sure there's a lot of talented soccer players out here, and they're at an age where they don't know what to do. So, Richard, what would your advice be for a future 9-year-old soccer star?
I would say don't let anything negative that comes your way, especially early on, being that young, affect the way you look at soccer, what you want to do with the sport. I think there's a lot of great coaches out there, but there's also coaches that don't know what they're doing and could hurt and damage these young kids. So I think you need to just continue to play and enjoy it. If one door closes, another one will open. So I know all three of us have been through that growing up and even into our professional career. So just continue to enjoy it and don't let the opinion of one or a few people dictate what you feel and what you want to do with the sport.
And Sarah from Ajax. Sarah in the audience. Maybe they're shy. I think they're here, but they're shy. Jonathan, what was your highlight from the Copa America 2024?
I think my highlight of Copa America was winning the penalty shootout against Venezuela. I think that was a huge step for the country. To win a knockout game in a hostile environment. I thought we were the better team, and we deserved to win that game. And in the end, we were able to go to the penalty shootout and get the job done. And I think that was huge. That was an amazing feeling for everybody that was involved, and I think for the country. And the amount of support actually that we've gotten, and the amount of people that come up to us and congratulate us has been really surreal. And for me, when I look at Copa America, I remember the Venezuela game.
Well, and as Colombians, it's a little bit sweeter to be Venezuela.
For sure, that's also true.
Now, Drew from Markham. Is Drew in the audience? Right there, front row. He wants to know, Ativa, can you share a pivotal moment in your career that shaped who you are as a player? Can you think of one key moment?
Oh, one key moment. Yeah, it's a hard question if there's any one moment. It's similar to like what Richie said, you know, like I've had, throughout my career, I've had moments where it didn't go very well and I just had to find a way through it. I was playing in Sweden at a moment and I went on a trial to a team in Italy, Udinese, and I was expecting to maybe get something out of that, and it didn't really work out, you know, in my favor. And at that point, I had to find a way of how to, you know, keep my head and just push on from there. That was in my second season professionally, and it could have easily just torn me apart, and I could have, you know, just, you know, called it a day and just given up. But I found a way to get through that and just kept my head, and from that moment, I just continued to push forward. And yeah, for me, that was a real learning lesson, that just believe in yourself and just work from there. And that helped me a lot, I think. Sometimes you need something like that to just kind of find a way through it, and it helped me.
Absolutely. And Richie, I would like to ask you, if you were to look ahead at the next 10, 20 years of soccer in Canada, I think we're a soccer country now, but how do you think the landscape of the sport will be in 10 to 20 years?
At the stage that we're at now, I hope with the way we're moving forward, it's going to be up there with one of the best. You know, we've already producing some of the best players at their respective clubs, guys like Alfonso, the best left back in the world. You know, it's 10 to 20 years from now, I feel like we can have a lot more guys like that playing at the biggest clubs in the world and contributing, and then the younger kids coming up and helping with that as well. So I would hope in a very, very good position, being looked at as, you know, the big team now, not the underdog. So I think, yeah, 10, 20 years, I think we'd be in a very, very good spot as long as we continue going the way we're going right now.
And we're so excited to see that. I can't wait to see what you guys continue to do. Thank you, of course, for all of the hard work. We know that when you guys started, it wasn't easy. And now we can only dream of how much bigger this sport can get and how much more success you can get. Now, for everyone that's in the audience, we do have some exciting news. There will be an opportunity to chat with Ativa to chat about your new book. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about that project?
Well, I recently had a book that came out, and it's just a story about, you know, my life and what it took for me to get to where I got to, with the help of, you know, my family who are here right now, and just, you know, a bit of things about, you know, having bumps in the road, and similar to what I was just saying now, and just diving a little bit deeper into my story. So just feel welcome to come up and chat if you want to. I'll definitely, you know, have a few words with you.
Amazing. Yeah, right after this panel, you guys can find it behind this wall at the back, just past the meet and greet section. So if you want to chat with Atiba, I would invite you all to do so. But in the meantime, Richie, Jonathan, Atiba, thank you so much for joining us. And again, thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.